Heading into the 2013 MLB season, the Dodgers were poised to contend not only for the NL West division title, but for a World Series championship. Led by 24-year-old and three-time Cy Young award-winning pitcher and NL MVP Clayton Kershaw. Despite the individual success, Kershaw had yet to lead his team to a postseason. But with a new regime at the helm, new team acquisitions, and a starved fan base for success, Kershaw was ready to take his team to new heights. It was clear that how far the Dodgers went would be how far Clayton Kershaw would lead them. The Dodgers finished the 2013 regular season with a 92-70 record, claiming the NL West Division Championship. This set up a divisional round series matchup against the Atlanta Braves, which was no problem for LA, as they would take care of business in the opening round 3-1. All roads led to a showdown with the St. Louis Cardinals in the NLCS. Kershaw would struggle in the 2 games he pitched this series, particularly in Game 6, as Kersh would crumble in the 3rd inning, allowing 4 runs, 3 singles, off an exhausting 48 pitches in the inning, as the Dodgers would eventually fall in the series. 2014 would on paper be a bounce back year for LA. Kershaw would notch a legendary no-hitter on June 18th against the Rockies. Back-to-back Cy Youngs, his 3rd in the last 4 years, and Kershaw would be named National League MVP for the first time in his career. Only the 10th player in the history of baseball to achieve such honors for simultaneous awards. The team would win 94 games and again would take the NL West crown. The only thing left for Kershaw and the Dodgers was to prove themselves in October. If the Dodgers wanted redemption for last season, it was at the palm of their hands as they faced the St. Louis Cardinals in the divisional round of the 2014 MLB postseason. The Dodgers had a lot of momentum heading into Game 1 at Dodger Stadium. Kershaw would allow 2 solo-shot home runs in the 1st and 6th innings, but had great control of the game through 8 strikeouts as the Dodgers would lead the game 6-2 heading into the 7th. All Kershaw had to do was get through one more inning, and likely the closers such as Kenley Jensen would have given the Dodgers a Game 1 win. Well, that's what he had to do. What happened next was complete and utter disaster for LA. Kershaw would allow 3 base hits in a row, then would allow 2 more hits to give runs to the Cardinals to decrease the deficit 6-4. With the bases still loaded and 2 outs in the bag, it was crucial Kershaw didn't allow anything else as he needed 1 more strike to end the inning. Unfortunately, the Cardinals hit a fly triple to the track, giving St. Louis the lead 7-6. By this point, Kershaw had given close to 100 pitches, and Dodgers manager Don Mattingly took him out and brought in reliever Pedro Baez. Baez walked a couple guys and then gave up a 3-run homer that would be curtains for LA. The Dodgers could never recover from their 7th-inning choke job in Game 1 and would lose the series in 4 games. Despite the individual success from Clayton Kershaw, he certainly had demons to overcome in the postseason. Not only did he need to overcome them, but the Dodgers as a team needed to just as much. The expectations of the Dodgers changed from hoping to make the postseason to simply winning the World Series. To get this team to the next level, serious changes needed to be made. On October 14, 2014, the Dodgers named former Tampa Bay Rays executive Andrew Friedman as president of baseball operations. Friedman was widely praised for his time with Tampa Bay, as he was able to string 6 consecutive winning seasons together with the use of analytics and databases to help with coaching decisions. Landing Friedman was a huge get for the Dodgers front office, but it wouldn't be the only change. In November of 2014, the Dodgers named Farhan Zaidi, former GM of the Oakland A's and general manager. Zaidi was named by Friedman as a GM because of his use with sabermetrics, and was the direction Friedman wanted to go with the franchise. The roster had also changed quite a bit. Gone were fan favorites Matt Kemp, Dee Gordon, Chad Billingsley, and Hanley Ramirez, and in were young upstarts such as Andrew Heaney, Kike Hernandez, and brought up to the main roster was rookie shortstop Corey Seager and catcher Austin Barnes. Despite adding key additions to the front office and the roster, the Dodgers still couldn't get over the hump in 2015. The team went 92-70, clinching the NL West title again, setting up for a divisional round series against the New York Mets. Kershaw again would battle postseason demons in Game 1, as the Dodgers would lose 3-1, and ultimately would lose the series in 5 games. Postseason demons were very much a real thing for this gifted but unsuccessful team. On October 22, 2015, the Dodgers announced that manager Don Mattingly would not return for the following season, and on November 23rd, the team announced that former Dodgers player Dave Roberts would become the manager. In a shocking and sentimental announcement on January 16, 2016, Dodgers Hall of Fame broadcaster Vin Scully announced that he would be retiring from the club after an astonishing 67 seasons with the team, going back from their days in Brooklyn. Vin Scully's legacy is unmatched in the world of sports broadcasting and was a true treasure to have. The moniker was simple, win for Vin. Corey Seager and Kenley Jensen were named All-Stars for the first time in their careers. Third baseman Justin Turner hit a career-high 27 home runs and turned into a real locker room leader. Kershaw spent 74 days on the IR with an inflamed back, but was ready to go once the postseason hit, and was ready to give the Dodgers another shot at conquering their postseason demons. After a 91-win season, the Dodgers found themselves in a divisional round battle against the Washington Nationals. On the road, Kershaw and the Dodgers would get the win in Game 1, 4-3, but the next two games would go the way of the Nationals. Trailing the series 2-1, the Dodgers won a nail-biting Game 4, which would lead to a deciding Game 5 in Washington, D.C. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts made the decision to go with veteran Rich Hill against Nationals ace Max Scherzer. The idea letting the bullpen carry the game, including the postseason debut of 19-year-old pitching upstart Julio Urias, and gave the 8th inning to All-Star closer Kenley Jensen and have Kershaw close the 9th. This was a gamble, the type of which not many managers would make, but Roberts had faith in his guys. He had faith Kershaw could seize the moment, change the narrative in his career, and it went exactly to the script. Hill at the start, Blanton and Urias in the bullpen, Jensen in the 8th, and King Kersh to close out the 9th. Finally, his postseason moment. The Dodgers would win the series, but would eventually fall to the eventual champion Chicago Cubs in the NLCS. But what's most important to focus on is Clayton Kershaw finally being able to break through in the postseason. Fans were excited for 2017. They had hope. This team was ready.